And it's all over here in Burt. And the big news, the big shock, is that four Masters have upset reigning county champions Termon in the Division 1 minor league final to one out on a scoreline of 2-9 to 2-4. Back at the very beginning, it looked like Termon were going to have things mostly their own way when Mark Gallagher hit the back of the net after just a minute and 15 seconds. Jack Alcorn and Bobby McGinnigan doing very well in the build-up there. And then on 4 minutes, Killian Faulkner had four Masters off the mark. A real outlet at full forward. The big number 14 won well and spun quickly to split the posts. Then a 10-minute stoppage because Carol McCary, the four Masters man who landed awkwardly, seemed to do some real damage to his knee. And as I said, there was a stoppage of 10 minutes and an ambulance eventually came and the player departed the play on a stretcher. Action finally got underway again. It was on the 22nd minute that Owen Gard finally got another score in this contest, and that moved four Masters 2-1 ahead. And then 6 minutes into the red, Ryan McFadden nailed a point for Termon. That took them to 1-1, and then shortly after, he added a second, 37 minutes, to move Termon to 1-2. It looked like they were going to go in at half-time, 3 points to the good, but right at the death at the end of the first half, Shea Travers teed up Faulkner, and he banged it back in the net. That left it 1-2 to 1-2 at half-time. He said, a first half, a strange first half, because of that their injury, and a lot of wides, a lot of poor shooting, and Termon, to be fair, were probably the more guilty party. They had 7 wides, 4 of those, possibly 4 frees that they should have cleared the crossbar with. Anyways, the second half got underway and it was four Masters that were a side much transformed. Shea Travers from a free in 33 minutes tipped them ahead. Then on 44 minutes, Killian Faulkner cracked a superb effort off the post. He'd done everything right. He won the ball in the edge of the square, turned first time, and his driven effort cannon back off the post. Masters won the rebound and was eventually recycled back to the same player, and he took the consolation effort of a point. That left it 1-4 to 1-2 approaching the fourth and final quarter. On 47 minutes, Joe Leap doing excellently again to take possession off Faulkner. He moved Kevin and John Sinclair's men to 1-5. Ryan McFadden finally got Termon off the mark on 50 minutes in the second half. That again left it a 2-point game. But from the 53rd minute on, it was really all four Masters. And this was where the game was won and lost. Shea Travers, Joe Leap and Alex McClement all cleared the crossbar. That moved the Donegal Tow men out to 1-8, 5 points in front. Jamie Grant posting a lonely reply on 57 minutes for Termon. Going into added time at the end of the second half, Shea Travers managed to split the post, and then Richard O'Rourke banging in a second green flag for four Masters. That left a 2-8 to 1-4, and even though there were some seconds to go, Jamie Grant did grab a consolation goal for Trevor Alcorn's men. But it has to be said, four Masters were full value here for this here victory today. Nobody gave them a chance, but it is the Tyrconnell Parkmen that are leaving Burt today with a Division 1 Minor League title, and it's finished 2-9 to 2-4.